Where do you see your career in 10 years? What are you doing now to help you get there? The sooner you start enhancing your skills, the sooner you'll be ready. That's why AARP has reskilling courses in a variety of categories like marketing and management to help your income live as long as you do.
That's right. AARP has a bevy of free skill building courses for you to choose from because the steps that you choose to take today will help you to love what you do in the future. And that's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills. In recent weeks, we've really focused on some ways that listeners can boost their income. So whether that's through starting your own side business and growing your network like Hala talked about, or when we talked with local realtor Alan about diving into investing in real estate, well, what better way to test the waters? While you are away, your home could also earn extra income.
That's right. Your empty space could be an Airbnb while you're traveling, because that's all you need to become an Airbnb host. It's a lot easier than you think, and you don't need to Airbnb your entire house. You could just host your extra spare room. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. All you do is start with a prompt. You describe your presentation in a few words, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides that you can then customize in seconds.
Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation with AI.
Generate slides in seconds with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
And today we're discussing retreating rewards, new tax brackets, and workplace traps.
That's right, Joel. This is our Friday Flight where we are tackling the most important headlines, and specifically, we are going to address how those stories are going to impact your personal finances.
Yeah. By the way, I love that workplace traps one. I'm excited to get to that one because not only is it an acronym that stands for something, but it's also like a trap you got to watch out for. So it's kind of aptly named.
It's so appropriately named. Yeah. But first, actually, we don't have any banter. We're going to kind of launch straight into things. But this first thing is something that we are incredibly excited to share with you, our listener. We have just launched the How to Money credit card tool up on the website. If you go to howtomoney.com/credit cards, that's going to take you to this page that is going to allow you to see all of the different credit card offers that are out there. And what's great about this thing is that you can easily filter what it is that you're looking for. And so whether that's specific airlines, whether you're looking for a card without any annual fees or a 0% transaction fee, when you are abroad traveling, this tool has all of those features baked into it. We're just so pumped because I think this is going to become sort of like a just a one-stop shop for folks as they are looking for the next credit card that they're considering getting.
No, I agree. It's pretty cool. It's going to help you because everybody spends money differently and they want different things out of a credit card. And so
absolutely,
this tool is going to help you more quickly dial in and find which one makes the most sense for you. And we've written content about how credit cards that you and I use, Matt, but our situation is different than yours. And so we might benefit from a Costco card where you might not, because you don't have a Costco nearby where you live or something like that. And so you can more easily kind of, based on just a quick couple clicks of the mouse, find the credit card that's going to make the most sense for you.
Yeah, just work those sliders. Yeah, like it allows you to easily determine like what your parameters are going to be,
and it's gonna
as
tell
opposed
you,
to reading some long form
Well, what
content.
Kind of dollar value does each of these cards give you? So it's going to spell that out too. So we'd be curious to know, hear your feedback after you give it a go. Let us know
Totally. Like
whether it makes sense for you and how it helps. So that's how to money.com. Mintmobile.com/creditcards, or also just go to the main homepage and you'll see the, you can click on the top right corner and you'll get there too.
That's right. So we launched this earlier this week, and I even signed up for a new credit card through our new tool myself.
There you go. There you go.
I signed up for a Southwest card because my plan is to snag that companion pass.
Oh.
Hopefully, you know, sometime
like early. We talked about with Brian Kelly recently.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, exactly. But
and then you get 2 years of the free companion.
I know.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to, because I've never tried to get that companion pass, and Kate and I, we've been talking about doing some more traveling. But if you're listening and you're like, well, I'm not really big into traveling, guess what? There's a cash back option.
That's right.
As well. And so instead of clicking the airlines thing, you can just hit the cash back slider and it'll show you all the cards.
Boom.
That's got the best cashback offers for you. But here's the thing. We say all that with a caveat here, because it's also really important to be careful with credit cards. Are we speaking out of like both sides of our mouth here, Joel?
Well, we always do. We have to.
We always do.
You have to include that every time you talk about it, or else, I don't know, we're just not giving people all the information they need to know.
Yeah, we definitely take a nuanced approach to everything, right? Like there's both sides of the argument, and right? Like credit cards, they can provide amazing benefits for folks who are disciplined, right? Who pay off the balance on time and in full every month. But credit card interest rates are on the rise. The average right now, it's currently over 18%, which is the highest it's been in 30 years. Americans now owe 13% more on their credit cards than they did a year ago. This is according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. So, if you're in credit card debt, you don't need a new card.
Yeah.
Right? Or maybe a balance transfer card. We actually do have an article on that up on the site. But you need to put your current credit card on ice. And man, you need to get a plan to pay that balance off as soon as possible. This is why we recommend the site undebt.it. So it's Undebt, and they will help you to put together a plan that's going to work for you, whether that's focusing on a card that has the highest interest rate, whether that's focusing on any balances that you might have that are the largest, or maybe even a hybrid approach.
Yeah. The interesting thing is I feel like credit cards can be a double-edged sword, and they kind of like slice through your travel costs or give you just insane cash back and rewards and stuff like that, which is great for your personal finances, but they can also have, and for a lot of people, they have the inverse effect where they're slicing a hole in their finances.
Slicing a hole in the bottom of your purse or your wallet.
Exactly. It's draining money out of your life, which is the exact opposite of what we want. We think you can use credit cards effectively, but you can also use them poorly. And if you're using them effectively, get the right ones that are going to maximize rewards for you. But if you're not, stay away from them and find a way to get out of that credit card debt.
You need to be careful because balances are on the rise. I saw like we are nearing the highest. So the highest levels were right before the pandemic, like right around 3 years ago, October of 2019.
We're almost there again,
And it was over 920 something billion. Billion with a B, 927 Dang. Billion, and I would not be surprised.
About to cross that trillion threshold.
I know.
That's gonna
it's going to kind of be insane, but I wouldn't be surprised if we get there before the end of the year.
Yeah, we really might. Well, let's talk about another topic, Matt, that remains top of mind for folks right now, and that is the president's recent move to grant student loan forgiveness to millions and millions of borrowers. A lot of people have been anxiously awaiting the application for that to become publicly available, because that was going to get posted on the Department of Education's website.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just happened this past weekend. And so if you qualify for student loan forgiveness, but you haven't yet filled out the application, we'll post a link to that in our show notes as well. It should take all of like 3 minutes to fill out. It's not very long.
Nope.
But it's also important to mention that some folks, by the way, who are eligible for loan forgiveness under the PSLF program, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, have until Halloween to file a waiver that can help them receive credit for payments that might not have previously qualified. So we'll link to that as well in the show notes. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of student loan stuff going on, but time is of the essence, specifically on the PSLF one.
Yep.
The deadline for the student loan forgiveness application, you've got till the end of the year. So you can take your sweet time on that if you want. But when it comes to the PSLF waiver, that you got to get done in the next like week and a half, basically.
Yeah, and basically, I mean, go ahead and just sit down and knock them both out. Like Joel said, it'll only take a couple minutes. You will have to put your social security number in there. Folks are kind of worried about that, but this is the federal student aid website, so you see that .gov. You know you're in the right place. Do avoid talking to anybody who reaches out to you directly.
Yeah.
Like whether it's an email,
hey, fill out this application,
call, a text message in social media.
If you Venmo me $100, I'll expedite it.
Yeah, obviously you want to avoid that, but there are certainly more attempts by those folks with more folks signing up for that actual student loan forgiveness. And Joel, yeah, you said you've got until Halloween to sign up for that PSLF waiver specifically. Speaking of Halloween, candy is more expensive this year. Stats.
Still free for me. I just steal my kids.
Got that daddy tax.
That's right.
The price of candy, it's actually almost exactly in line with the cost of other grocery store items. It's up about 13% year over year. And so how is it that you keep candy costs low while still having a great time this season? Well, you buy the bigger bags, duh. If you're planning on giving out tons of candy anyway, the bags that have at least 200 pieces in there, that's going to get you the most bang for your buck, where you're able to lower the cost of each individual piece. That's at least typically the case. And, you know, you can find those big old bags at warehouse clubs like Sam's or Costco.
Yeah, it's going to save you money than grabbing the 120 count bag at a place like Target or Walmart, right?
Yeah.
Well, I saw somebody in our Facebook group, Matt, said they buy the big candy bar size, like
the go king size.
Yeah, well, not king size, but like not the tiny ones, right?
Standard size
candy bars. And I was like, okay. I hope that somebody
you be you.
I think one of our listeners was like, I hope that's your craft beer equivalent, because
hey, maybe it is.
Maybe yeah. You love to see the joy on a kid's face when you're handing them like a giant candy bar, and everywhere else they're getting the tiny ones. But you got to make sure you're prepared to spend the big bucks for it, because it's going to cost more this year.
See, yeah, that's definitely when the daddy tax kicks in, because you see that one and you're like, oh, that one's for mommy or daddy. The little ones, those are for you, buddy.
20% off the top. That's how you teach your kids a money lesson right there, right? Well, and I hate to beat a dead horse, Matt, but last week, you know, we talked about fancy pet restaurants charging $75 for a 3-course meal for your dog. But I just want to say this, because while we're on the note of Halloween, well, pet owners are buying more expensive Halloween costumes for their pets. So that stat came out this week. The National Retail Federation says that folks are likely to spend $700 million on costumes.
That's so much money, dude.
Mind-blowing. It's crazy. It really is. And, you know, here's what I would suggest. Instead of spending money on a costume for your pet, allow them to be a part of your costume without having to get dressed up. So in particular, it works best if you have a hairless cat, then you can be Dr. Evil from Austin Powers. That's, I don't know, that's just like one thought. But
naked cat. I guess all cats are naked.
Maybe just shave your cat if it does have hair.
I'm sure they'd be totally fine with that.
Right. Maybe I'll do that with one of ours. But I'm not going to go hard on this one. But yeah, spending on Halloween costumes, it can bring lots of joy. I totally get it. It's totally okay to dress your dog up like a pumpkin or a hot dog, which apparently are the top two choices this year. But just don't go overboard, and maybe, just maybe, think about getting one used off Facebook or something like that, or just reuse a costume from last year.
Yeah, check out eBay as well. Forget pet costumes. Did you see the most popular kids costumes?
No, what
well?
Was
Did
it
you?
This year?
Spider-Man,
which,
classic, right?
Yeah.
And, well, guess what our son is going to be dressed up? He's a 3-year-old, and he wants to be dressed up as Spider-Man.
Of course.
I didn't realize that we were so, like, basic middle class. But I was like, oh wow, I guess that's not really unique. To me, it's unique because we've had all girls up until now. So he's like, I want to be Spider-Man. I'm like, buddy, that's awesome. So do the majority of all kids who are participating in Halloween. It was Spider-Man, and then
turns out you're not special, son.
Then princess.
You're just like everyone else.
All right, well, so those bags of candy, they're not the only things getting smaller. Retail rewards have been shrinking as well. Airlines like Delta, they've been raising the bar to achieve different status levels. And Dunkin' Donuts, they are paring back reward perks for their customers as well. The biggest bummer for regular visitors at Dunkin' Donuts is that they did away with their freebie birthday drink.
That's a line too far.
So you can slash that off of all the places to visit on your birthday list. But they're also requiring more visits to accrue some of those, you know, different free coffee benefits and drinks throughout the year as well. And honestly, this is just part of the reality of inflation. It's one way that businesses are able to fight back. And it often allows them to keep other price increases in check. And so I know some folks are pretty bummed about things, but would you rather lose some of these benefits, or would you rather see the price of actual coffee, yeah, of the actual product, go up across the board?
Do you want a dozen donuts to take up $2, or would you rather miss out on some of these rewards? I get it.
Exactly.
It's tough sledding out there, but retailers have to make choices as their cost of doing business goes up. And so this is one of those things where we're going to take it on the chin, or at least people who like Dunkin' Donuts a lot are going to take it on the chin. Let's talk about the new tax brackets for a second, Matt, because, you know, one benefit of inflation, a silver lining, if you will, is that the IRS has changed up the tax brackets for next year, for tax year 2023. And obviously, what you pay in taxes is dependent on a bunch of different things. It's dependent on your specific situation, your income, your filing status, you know, how much you're giving away, how much you're contributing to retirement accounts, like all of the above. But the nice thing is that tax brackets have gone up, basically in line with what we've seen for inflation. You can see those new tax brackets. We'll link to the IRS website on our website at howtomoney.com so you can see specifically where you might fall in. But the standard deduction is also going up, which is another good thing for taxes. It's $27,700 for married folks next year and $13,850 for single individuals. And Matt, it makes sense for the vast majority of folks to take the standard deduction. Something close to 90% of Americans can and should take the standard deduction.
That's right.
They'd be worse off if they chose to optimize because the standard deduction is so rich. And it's just nice to see that climb by a meaningful amount. That combined with the tax bracket increases, I think, could see a decent chunk of Americans paying less in federal income tax next year.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's, like you said, it's kind of a silver lining, but some definite good news is on the retirement account front, we have seen those contribution limits on the rise as well. You're going to be able to put $6,500 into IRAs next year in 2023. That's $500 more than last year. And you can contribute $2,000 more to a 401k or a 403b up to $22,500. So this is all great for those of us who are looking to dramatically save and invest for our retirement. On that note, HSA limits, they actually went up by a few $100 as well. Individuals can contribute $200 more than they could last year for a grand total of $3,850. And married folks can contribute $400 more for a total of $7,750. And so keep in mind, that's for HSAs, which are health savings accounts. Those are the accounts that we see as the number one account, basically, to invest in.
They're
for your retirement.
Our favorite, yeah.
And they've got that triple tax advantage.
Being able to get more money into those is
huge.
An amazing thing.
Yeah, yeah. And so even though those dollar amounts seem small, just realize the benefit that they're going to be able to provide you is sort of like 3x.
Yeah.
If you, I don't know, think about it that way. But don't confuse HSAs with FSAs, flexible spending accounts, because those limits are actually increasing as well from $2,850 to $3,050 as well. So bottom line, you know, if you're getting after it, it's nice to know that you'll be able to funnel a little more money, a little more dough into those pre-tax retirement accounts starting January 1st.
Yeah.
And so what that means, if you're like me and you set aside $500 every single month for the next year, right? And so I always want to make sure I've got the
money always overachieving.
ready to go. Well, because history shows you earn more. Like you see higher returns when
time
you
in
invest.
The market.
Time in the market versus timing the market. And so it's better to get that money in ASAP as soon as possible. And so what that means, though, is that there's a $500 difference to make up. And so just make sure that you stash away an extra $250 for November and December. That way you do have that, not just $6,000 come January, but that full $6,500 ready to rip. And then moving forward, you are looking at something more like, it's like $540 if you want to make sure you have that full $6,500.
Yeah, just over $541 a month.
There you go.
So yeah, if you're starting January, if you're not like Matt, you're not overachieving, you're just contributing the amount every month to try to max it out. In January, you're going to start wanting to put away $541 a month to max it out, whereas before you were just doing $500. So
there you go.
All right, we got more stories to get to, including a fascinating new study about how where you work is going to make a major difference in your economic mobility and your financial success. We'll get to that and more right after this break. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So, if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. They are committed to high ethical standards and even had to pass a rigorous exam before they could become a CFP professional.
They offer financial planning and services that take a more comprehensive view of your financial and personal circumstances and are customized for your needs. Certified financial planner professionals can offer advice on a wide range of issues like reviewing your investment portfolio's allocation, handling an inheritance, rolling over a company retirement plan, building education savings, and so much more.
That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. I'm guessing that a lot of listeners are starting to solidify their summer travel plans. We always like to get the families together, Matt, for a week at the beach. Every single summer, we've already got that trip to St. Simon's on the calendar. Pumped for that. But sometimes those vacations get expensive. So what better way to offset some of those costs than to have your home earning some money while you're away?
That's right. Why let it sit empty when it could be earning extra income? It's the financially smart thing to do. So think it through. Maybe you've got some extra space in your home, or maybe you have an entire house to host, or maybe you're just going on vacation and your home is sitting empty. In every case, you can Airbnb it. You already have the space, so it won't be a huge adjustment.
I mean, the way I see it, if you're not using your space, you have two options. You can let it just sit there empty, or you do some optimizing and make some money off it. Really, if you think about it, you already have an Airbnb. You just need to start using it. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Do you want your money to dream big? Do you want your money to be a total self-starter? Are you annoyed that your money doesn't work hard enough? Don't worry. Betterment is here to help.
Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Their automated technology is built to help maximize returns, meaning when you invest with Betterment, your money can auto-adjust as you get closer to your goal. Rebalance if your portfolio gets too far out of line and your dividends are automatically reinvested. That can increase the potential for compound returns. In other words, your money is breaking a sweat while you can be breaking bread. You'll never picture your money the same way again.
Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
Let's say you've been listening to the podcast and now you're finally ready to start implementing some of the financial morsels that we're dishing up. Maybe you are trying to save up some more money for a down payment on a house, or maybe there's a big vacation that you have been dying to take. Well, the money app Monarch. They make it so easy to help you to reach your financial goals. That's why the Wall Street Journal, they named it the best app for growing your savings.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, collaborate with your partner even. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/howtomoney. And you won't get spammed either. Monarch features ad-free privacy you can trust. They will never sell your data to third parties or show you ads.
That's right, man. And after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. It just makes sense. It works. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/howtomoney. That's monarchmoney.com/howtomoney. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/howtomoney for an extended 30-day free trial. All right, we're back from the break, and we've got several additional stories to get to, including we're going to talk about the new Apple banking product that's going to be rolling out. But before we get to that, Joel, we've got our ludicrous headline of the week. And this one comes from Business Insider, and it reads, "The era of free returns may be coming to an end." Oh, man, this is bad news. Because basically some businesses out there, they're starting to charge fees to return the stuff that you've ordered online. And the reason for that is returns can be a massive headache for retailers. That costs them quite a bit of money. I totally understand their desire to do this. It almost has felt like it's like a lost leader, like the ability for them to offer free return shipping in order to kind of vacuum up all those consumers out there to get you beholden to that website or to that service.
Because depending on the condition of that the item is in, once it gets returned, sometimes it's unsellable. And sometimes they just have to donate it, or it costs money and labor to put that item back on the shelf, or it's not in 100% perfect condition. So I get it. Retailers returns are a big problem for them.
Do you care? Like, if you buy something online and you can tell that it has already been returned, like, because you can kind of tell, right? Yeah. Like, does that bother you?
It depends. Okay. It depends on whether it's clearly busted. Like, and sometimes that's the case. Well,
obviously, if it's busted, it's like, okay, no, this is legit broken. But, like, we ordered something recently and you could tell that they had tried it out. And I was like, you know what? At first, I was kind of offended because, like, how dare they send me something that's not perfectly new? But at the same time, I don't know. Like, when you go in store in person and buy something, like whether it's a shirt or something, like, people try things on. And how is that all that different, I guess, than somebody making a return themselves? And,
yeah.
and it feels different, I guess, because we're not necessarily used to, it's not that it's used, but it's something that someone else has touched. You know, it's not like it's straight from the manufacturer. But if you are wondering which retailers are trying these return fees out, some companies who have admitted to doing this are H&M, Zara, not just the fast fashion folks out there, but other retailers as well, like J. Crew.
Wait, J. Crew's not fast fashion?
No, no, they're kind of like
to me.
They're kind of like in the middle.
I don't know.
JCPenney, DWS, Abercrombie. They're still around, actually.
Oh,
believe it or not.
That's also news to me.
That was Joel's other high school job was
yeah.
Standing out in front.
Uh-huh.
Standing out in front of the Abercrombie.
I don't think I bench pressed enough to do that.
But other retailers are likely going to follow suit if there isn't too much of a revolt. And we, of course, we hate fees and we want you to avoid them. You know, you can sometimes avoid these return fees if you are part of some of these different membership programs that these retailers are offering, or by returning the items in person instead of shipping them back. It's, you know, like we know that it's going to be annoying, but it might be what you have to do in order to avoid these return fees.
Yeah. And some work with third-party companies, so you can drop them off at a more convenient location. Let's say you do buy from a J.Crew or something like that, and you're like, there's no store anywhere nearby me. I have to send it back, but they're going to charge me a fee to do it. Well, sometimes they work with a third-party company, so you can drop it off at like a UPS store or something like that
right.
to make it a little bit easier and also allow you to avoid some of those fees. I think Happy Returns is one of these companies that does that on behalf of certain retailers.
Like a Walgreens. I feel like they're one of those partners as well.
That might have been. Yeah, I think you can return it to a few different places if you're doing it through Happy Returns. But you also might want to reconsider where you do your shopping, right? If a retailer that you like, even if ordering online is incredibly convenient and easy, well, if it's becoming more annoying and expensive to return the items that you get, that you're like, wait a second, this doesn't fit the way I wanted it to, this doesn't look the way it looked online, then we would say you might want to think twice about buying from that retailer if they're going to charge you fees to take it back. Shopping in person is another thing, and I'm not keen on doing that myself, Matt, but I know some people are like, they've gotten used to shopping online, but maybe they have realized that they're spending too much buying stuff online anyway,
yeah.
and shopping in person is the best way to test stuff out so you don't find yourself in the position of having to send stuff back, you know, all the time, or holding on to things because you forgot to make returns. That's a problem too that people run into. So yeah, those are a few ways to fight back against.
You got to be intentional about it.
Yeah, potential fee return charges that you might encounter.
But that being said, I think it's going to be really tough because I think individuals, consumers, have fallen in love with free returns over the past several years. Yuval, I forget his last name, but Sapiens is the book that he wrote, though. But he talks about how initially when we experience something, it's a luxury. But then we start taking those luxuries for granted. And pretty soon we start depending on those things.
Two-day shipping was a novelty.
Yeah.
Until I was like, I wanted
it
leads like
the additional costs and responsibilities in our lives. And
I want 3 hours after clicking now.
We have to, like, it's going to take some serious, intentional, proactive behavior in order to fight this desire to continue down this path that we've basically been trained to go down.
Sure.
But Joel, let's hit on another story, which this actually could have been our ludicrous headline. I feel like we always come across a couple every week where that kind of makes like, our
which one are
boil.
We going to stick in there, man? Because there's a couple that really suck.
A little bit. And it is that more U.S. companies, they're charging their employees for training. We actually talked about this recently. PetSmart, they're charging employees thousands of dollars if they receive training but then don't stay with the company for at least a couple years. Not cool at all. But it looks like now that PetSmart isn't alone. Reuters, they had an article this week that said that nearly 10% of U.S. workers are covered by a trap. And Joel, this is what you were
it's a trap.
Referring to earlier. This is a training repayment agreement provision. And it's not like the businesses are calling it that, because of course they would have wanted to avoid the acronym, the trap. This is an acronym that critics have coined.
Future employee, please sign this trap.
It's like, wait, what? If your red flags aren't going up when they slide that across the table.
You're not paying attention if it's not.
Yeah. And so it's just, an appropriate acronym for saying that the training, like, this is on you if you don't stay at the company for a specified period of time.
Yeah, so it's not just PetSmart. It's other places, too. Nurses, truck drivers, salon workers, and more are being forced into signing these traps. And it often keeps people locked into a job that they'd otherwise like to leave, but it would cost them too much to go elsewhere. They're like, man, I would go down the road. The labor market's robust. I can make more money over there. But because I signed this piece of paper, I'm going to owe my current employer money for the training that I received. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that cash on hand. It's a real problem. So we would say, make sure you know what you're signing when you get a new job that requires training. If it says trap at the top, run away. But even if it doesn't, read the fine print. Make sure you know what you're getting into. Know how much it's going to cost you. If you decide that this job isn't for you before the agreement expires. And they also note in the story that lawmakers are considering legislation to put some boundaries on these sorts of agreements, which could be a good thing. But until then, it's on you to look out for yourself and to watch out for these workplace traps that apparently are, you know, getting more people than I thought. I didn't realize, Matt, 10% of the workforce is
a lot of folks
signed something like this. Yeah, it's a lot of folks. It's a big deal.
The truth is, working for the right company, that goes a long way, right? A company that treats you well, like a human being.
That doesn't set traps for you.
A new 5-year study by the Burning Glass Institute, they find that where you work has a lot to do with your potential for career advancement. It's less about your specific title or your specific job or even an industry, and it's more about the company that you opt to work at. The study literally listed out the top companies that offer folks the most economic and job opportunity, the most chances for advancement. We'll link to the study in the show notes, but some companies that were there near the top of the list were Apple, AT&T, Amex, Microsoft, Liberty Mutual, Southwest as well. So double shout out to Southwest. They were all near the top of the heap and companies that you should feel pretty good about working for.
Yeah. And Costco actually made it in the top 25 as well. Glad to see that. I think they were nestled in there at number 23.
They treat their employees well.
They do. And it's true. I think every company has a culture. And it's just easier than ever before to figure out what that company culture is before you start applying for jobs. Oftentimes, like before the internet, Matt, it was like word of mouth. It's like, yeah, this is a great place to work. They treat me well. But now,
back when companies were also small. And so, that probably worked back in the day, right? Because it's like, well, it was easier back then because the companies were smaller. And it's like, well, yeah, you still had it. I don't know. It took maybe a little more legwork for you.
Yeah.
Right? But now that these companies are big and massive, it's like, how are you supposed to figure out how they're treating this entire division of people? Internet.
Yeah.
Technology. Studies, exactly. Studies like this one.
Workplace forums, sites like Glassdoor are really helpful to analyze companies before you start applying willy-nilly. And we would say to prioritize companies that do right by their employees, right? Try to ask folks who work there about how that company approaches pay raises and promotions before you even agree to go in for an interview.
Yeah.
And this study, by the way, Matt, it's got this great interactive tool on their website. So you can kind of dig down and see which companies rank well on a bunch of different factors. So we would say it's definitely worth checking out and going there. But
a lot of great tools that we're recommending during this episode.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And I thought it was important to mention too that Dollar Tree, Dollar General offered some of the most room for advancement for folks without a college degree. And they specifically have a button on the site that says, like, I don't have a college degree. Boom. Which companies are going to be best for me in that position? And they highlight like people specifically at Dollar Tree and stuff like that. Even if you don't have a college degree, you can end up as something like a district manager making big money without ever having gone to college, which I think is cool. So,
yeah, unlike working for Microsoft or Intel,
who
have very high standards as to snagging that entry level, that initial position.
Exactly. But it's nice to see it broken out like that. I think this tool and seeing
super cool
which companies are great at promoting people and increasing their pay, like, man, those are the companies I'd want to be applying at first.
Yeah. And plus, it's just good to be able to, I feel like we crap all over Dollar General and companies like that.
But there's opportunity there.
It's also good to see, though, that it seems like they're doing a great job when it comes to the kind of culture that they're fostering within their companies. Well, Joel, let's get to this story for all the Apple fanboys out there.
Fangirls,
fanboys. I'm not sure if we needed another online bank, but we're definitely going to be getting one. We've talked about the virtues of online banks regularly on the show. We like Ally, Discover, CIT, and Marcus. These are some of the best ones out there. And actually, Marcus is run by Goldman Sachs, who partnered with Apple to launch their credit card. Well, now they're actually partnering to launch an Apple-branded bank. And with more than half of Americans as Apple users, it's worth noting that you might be seeing a lot more about this new product soon. It's honestly, right at this point, it's too early to tell whether or not it's going to be worth signing up for. I will say that Marcus, like their high-yield savings account currently, is offering a rate at 2.35%, which, again, like we said, that is solid. And hopefully we see something exactly the same,
yeah.
or at least very, very comparable that Apple is able to offer. It's still not what CIT is offering. I mean, we can barely keep up with them.
3%,
they rolled out 3% earlier this week, which is crazy. But, you know, we know that this account will feature no minimums, no fees, but we don't know what the actual interest rate is going to be, nor what additional features they're going to be offering as well. But either way, it can't hurt to have another solid competitor within the online banking space, and we'll make sure to keep you all updated when we know more.
For sure. Yeah, as an Android user, of course. I will not be using this bank, Matthew, unless they are actually top tier, top notch, but we'll see. I don't know if it's even Google will allow me to get the app on my Pixel phone. I don't know. Apple and Google don't play
Google's
well together.
Google's going to just say, like, you can't get there from here.
Sorry, you got to go on your web browser, idiot. Which, you know, if it's good enough, maybe I'll do it. But last story of the day, Matt. Let's talk about Aldi for a second. CNN had an article. Yeah. Listener Masa sent this one our way. And basically, even though you and I, we've been preaching the Aldi gospel for years now.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like we've been, like, John the Baptist crying in the wilderness with few people listening. But yeah, conversions are happening more rapidly now, especially amongst middle and high income folks who are becoming more price sensitive as inflation just obviously continues to be a major problem. Foot traffic into all these stores is up double digits percentage points. And that makes sense to me, right? Food prices are on the rise. Just the act of changing where you buy your groceries can lower your bill dramatically. No coupon clipping necessary, which is my kind of thing because
that's my favorite part.
I don't like coupons. I hate doing that stuff. Yeah. But Aldi and Lidl are the two top low-cost options that most folks should consider. And if you've yet to venture into one, we would say this weekend is the perfect time to check one out. And you're not the only one who's going to be doing it. More and more folks are leaning towards the discount grocers. And the truth is they could lop a decent portion off your grocery bill every single month. And especially as it keeps going higher and higher, thanks to inflation, like you got to fight back in some way. This is the easiest way, we would say, to fight back and save big.
That's right, man. But that is going to be it for our Friday flight. Don't forget to check out the credit card tool. So howtomoney.com/creditcards. And we hope everyone has a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday. We actually have got a great interview lined up, and we're going to be talking about crypto.
Oh.
It's been a minute since we've talked about that.
Well, crypto is like locked away in the freezer right now in the depths of despair, but it's worth talking about.
The crypto and winter.
We had an expert that we're bringing on who is a journalist. She talks about crypto every day for a living. So we're curious to pick her brain, hear her thoughts, and we'll share that with you on Monday.
Absolutely. But Joel, that's going to be it for this one, buddy. Until next time.
Best friends out.
Best friends out.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no-obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.